Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. Some years ago, there was a movie entitled A Trip to Bountiful.
Actually, many years ago, I think.
But you saw it, if I remember correctly.
A long time ago.
It was the story of an elderly lady who wanted to visit her hometown of Bountiful, Texas, once more before she died. But her attempts were thwarted by her henpecked son and his bossy wife. Just for the record, Geraldine Page won a Best Actress Oscar for her portrayal of the elderly lady. In the story, she finally escapes and begins her trip to Bountiful. Now, while you saw the movie, I never did. But I heard Cynthia Clawson sing Softly and Tenderly, which was on the soundtrack, an amazing rendition of that classic hymn. However, the point of today's call is not the movie, but the title. It's God's desire that every born-again believer take a trip to Bountiful, not the kind found in a mythical Texas town, but in His Word.
Psalm 119, verse 17 says, "Deal bountifully with thy servant, that I may live and keep thy word."
In the Hebrew Concordance, the King James Bible, the word "deal bountifully," well, it's mentioned 37 times in 32 verses. The most frequent use, 10 times, of that Hebrew word, and the Hebrew word, by the way, is gamal, is translated as wean, which implies that one form of substance is being replaced by another. For instance, a child may be weaned from a bottle and to a cup and solid foods, which indicates personal growth and development. However, in 8 of the 37 mentions in Hebrew Concordance, the word wean is used as reward.
For instance, in 2 Samuel chapter 22, verse 21 in the Classic Amplified Bible, the word for reward is used in this way: "The Lord rewarded me according to my uprightness with Him. He compensated and benefited me according to the cleanness of my hands." The Message Bible translation of Psalm 119, verse 17 says, "Be generous with me and I'll live a full life. Not for a minute will I take my eyes off your road."
Hallelujah. God rewards, deals bountifully and generously with us so that we may live according to His word. Consider the other 4 times the word bountifully, gamal, is used in the Old Testament.
Psalm 13, verse 6 says, "I will sing unto the Lord, because He hath dealt bountifully with me." And in Psalm 116, verse 7, "Return unto thy rest, O my soul, for the Lord hath dealt bountifully with thee." And in Psalm 142, verse 7, "Bring my soul out of prison, that I may praise thy name. The righteous shall compass me about, for thou shalt deal bountifully with me." And of course, the one we just read in Psalm 119:17, "Deal bountifully with thy servant, that I may live and keep thy word."
Now, we found it interesting that the word "live" is defined in Strong's Concordance as, and we talked about this in the last day or two, but it's defined as to live, remain alive, sustain life, live prosperously, live forever, be quickened, be restored to life or health. With these definitions in mind, we think it's important for you to hear Psalm 119:17 again.
"Deal bountifully with thy servant, that I may live and keep thy word."
God will provide you with sustenance. He'll reward you so you can live prosperously, in health, to keep and obey His word. And that's what I call a real trip to Bountiful, the place of God's never-ending generosity and blessings. Before we move on, let us point out that the word bountifully is mentioned one other time in the King James Bible.
And it's in 2 Corinthians 9, 6. Interesting. 2 Corinthians 9, verse 6. But this day I say, he which soweth sparingly shall also reap also sparingly. And he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. You know, honey, we've been talking about reward the last couple days. And that's really what the Lord likes or is wanting for each one of us,
yes,
regardless of circumstances, that we can bountifully live in his word. Anyway, enough said. Let's look at Psalm 119, verse 18 in the Classic Amplified Bible. It says, open thou mine eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law.
You know, we found that when reading specific scriptures each day for several days, we find different levels of revelation. You know, it's kind of like peeling the layers of an onion. Each layer reveals another, which brings you closer to the core, which in this case is the objective of our search. We love the progressive revelation of God's word. Our daily prayer is for revelatory insight.
Psalm 119, verse 18 in the New Living Translation says it this way. Open my eyes to see the wonderful truth in your instructions.
When the psalmist says, open my eyes, it doesn't mean that they were shut in the natural. It simply means he's asking for a deeper level and clear revelation to see with his spirit as has never been seen before. As we are so many times, and I love the story of Gehazi, the servant of the prophet Elisha, when he anxiously reported to his master how the dwelling place was surrounded by enemy soldiers.
2 Kings 6, verses 15 through 17 in the New Living Translation. When the servant of the man of God rose early and went out, behold, an army with horses and chariots was around the city. Elisha's servant said to him, alas, my master, what shall we do? Elisha answered, fear not, for those with us are more than those with them. Then Elisha prayed, Lord, I pray you, open his eyes that he may see. And the Lord opened the young man's eyes, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha.
Notice in verse 17, the prophet asked God to open Gehazi's eyes so that he could see. The host of heaven had been there all the time, but Gehazi's spiritual eyes had to be open in order to see him.
Oh, our prayer.
Our prayer for you is to open your eyes to spiritual truth surrounding you. The revelation, not yet revealed. The directions, not yet received.
Honey, I am so reminded, really, of this whole purpose today, if you get nothing else from it, is to realize that there's so much more in the spirit world that is so uplifting and encouraging, that God has surrounded you with wonderful things that you may not yet see.
Now, you can see them. You can make this journey, and you don't need a MapQuest or a GPS to do so. You just simply need to follow God's instructions in the Word. And as we move in obedience to His Word, we'll see as we've never seen before on our journey to His bountiful provisions. Not only that, but our journey will be successful and prosperous. You know, recently we told Jeremiah 1, 8, and 9.
Joshua. Amen.
Joshua 1, 8, and 9. And we want to share now Joshua 1, 7 with you, this time in the New Living Translation.
And it is a word in season for you. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the instructions Moses gave you. Do not deviate from them, turning either to the right or to the left. Then you will be successful in everything you do.
The instructions from this verse, very clear. Be strong and very courageous, no matter what obstacles you have to overcome. Being courageous, though, is not enough. You have to obey the instructions that you're given. When we follow God's instructions, we get His approval. Let me say that again. When we follow God's instructions, we get His approval.
Psalm 90, verse 17. Psalm 90, 17 in the New Living Translation. And may the Lord our God show us His approval and make our efforts successful. Yes, make our efforts successful.
We're going to see that following His instructions will make us successful and that it's profitable. Now, that's a trip worth taking, a scriptural trip to God's bountiful provision. But before we finish the call today, I want to, and I'm being stirred to do a teaching on scriptural exercise, spiritual exercise. If you want to experience the bountiful provision that God desires for you. Number one, commune with the Holy Spirit the first thing each morning. And by the way, first means first.
Number two, read your Bible every day. It's not enough to talk about it. You must do it. Not your spouse, not your parents, your best friend, your pastor, or anyone else. You must read the Bible. And we also have a coffee mug that says, exercise daily by walking with God.
I like that. Number three, make notes on what was revealed to you in prayer and during your time in the Word. If you don't write it down, you may not remember. And by the way, God won't mind you taking time to write it down, because He doesn't want you to forget what He's revealed to you.
Number four, let others know what the Lord has done through you. This can be accomplished through social media or a one-on-one testimony time, an encouraging biblical-inspired post. I do that often in my devotion time. The Lord will just give me something, and I just pop on my iPad and put it on Facebook or tweet. That can touch a lot of lives, too.
Number five, listen to music that lifts your spirit.
Oh, hallelujah.
While you're getting ready in the morning, while you're driving to and from work or taking the kids to school, but while you listen to godly music, inspiring music, don't neglect listening to scriptural teaching as well.
Amen. Number six, make sure you're attending a church where the fullness of the Word of God is taught. Staying home watching preaching on TV, well, isn't quite enough.
And number seven, just as physical exercise builds your body, spiritual exercise builds your faith and will facilitate your trip to bountiful. I'm going to do a teaching. It may not be those seven, but I'm going to do a teaching on scriptural exercise and the various kinds of exercise.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Go to haroldherring.com. Check out this week's two-minute video. If you've been blessed by the teaching up at the top where it says, sow a seed, just ask God what seed He'd have you put in the ground. Do what He says. That's all we ever ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.